Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Totally awesome. Think about this now. We had the privilege of being there and praying as part of Promise Keepers, where over 3 million men reportedly came, and they were just, you can't even see us all because we're up under the trees, we're back in the streets, we're everywhere, all over the place. And we came there to be able to repent for our own sin, for several things you've been hearing over the last couple programs. But this particular repentance is taking place. You have to understand, this Bible museum is being built right where those 3 million men repented for our sin and asked God to forgive us. And according to James Gall, that and many other things are seeds that were planted that's producing a harvest. God's got good plans in store for this country. He's got good plans, even a museum to celebrate his word. And so 3 million plus men came to Washington, D.C., to be able to come and gather together in unity to honor God. We're singing songs like, Jesus, make a man out of me, a man of integrity, a man of the Spirit, a man of his word. It was just a powerful time.
Beautiful, yeah.
And we're catching, you know, we stayed in Maryland, and you stayed in a hotel right next to the place, right?
Yeah.
But we got there first. And we were up front. Was trying to keep Pat away from Hollywood. But
those were his early days.
It was early days, yes. And so, yeah, bright lights. And so, but it was so, think about this. Over 3 million men. And the reason why we're showing you this, because this is possible again, plus some. This is the future of our country. God wants he wants his church back. He wants this country back. This country works up under God. All of our rights come from God. It's one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You remove God from the equation of America, and you don't even have America anymore.
That's right.
But look what America has done, what God has done through America, when we say, you know what, God? All of our rights come from you. We're going to honor you. We're going to have fear of God in our lives. And that alone, having a fear of the Lord, an acknowledgement of the Lord, causes people to want to obey the laws, not just because men are watching them, but because God's eyes are on us. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the concept of America works. So I want you to join. This is over 3 million plus men. When you see the Mall of America or the Mall of Washington, D.C., it's all the way between the White House and the Lincoln Memorial, all that area is totally covered with men. It's a powerful thing. And what we were praying and asking God to forgive us for, and maybe this is you, prayerlessness and a loss of the first love. Remember the Church of Ephesus? He said, you left your first love. He says, if you don't turn back to your first love, it's not going to be good in eternity. And this is what's happening. Join us with these 3 million men praying in the Washington Mall, asking God to forgive us for prayerlessness and the loss of the first love. Watch.
An intercession, and that is how we need to return to Jesus Christ as our first love. Would you take your Bibles and open to page 266, or if you have another copy beside the Stand in the Gap copy, that's Revelation chapter 1 in the New Testament. You know, the Bible opens with a man in a garden who runs from God and hides because of his sin and shame. But the Bible closes with a man on an island who, when he sees the living Lord, runs to him and prostrates himself at Jesus' feet because his sin and shame has been replaced with a first love passion for the Son of God. And we read about that, and if you just look here with me, Revelation chapter 1, verse 12, and out of this we're going to pray. John says, when I turned to see who was speaking to me, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and there with the lampstands was someone who seemed to be the Son of Man. He was wearing a robe that reached down to his feet. A gold cloth was wrapped around his chest. His head and his hair were white as wool or snow. His eyes looked like flames of fire. His feet were glowing like bronze being heated in a furnace. His voice sounded like the roar of a waterfall. And he held 7 stars in his right hand, and a sharp, double-edged sword was coming from his mouth. His face was shining as bright as the sun at noon. And he is here among us in this hour. And John says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. I'm going to ask us across this entire mall, if you're physically able to find the space to do so, to not just simply kneel. And if that's all you can do, I'd like you to kneel. But if you're able to do so, I'd like you to prostrate yourself like John, on your face, together as brothers, in an act of desire that he would restore unto us a first love passion for himself that would consume our lives. For if God answers this prayer, then all other prayers will be answered this day as well. I'd like to ask us in total silence, not anyone speaking, not anyone saying a word, in the prayers of your own heart, silent like a dead man, I'd like you first of all to tell him of whatever love there is in your heart for him, that you would share that love with him, that you would express in your own words within your heart your affections for this one whose glory was just described to us. He is here. Speak with him now in silence. And now I'd like to ask you, out of that expression of love, that you would now begin quietly, privately, within your own heart, to pray out a prayer to him of confession and brokenness over how far you have drifted from a first love passion for Jesus Christ. Confess to him whatever you see in your life that has taken his place in your heart, and cry to him for mercy, for forgiveness, for deliverance, and for victory. Father, across this vast mall and on our faces, in brokenness, in silence, we acknowledge to you that the greatest sin of our lives is that we have forsaken your Son as the consuming passion of our hearts. Have mercy on us. Cleanse us from this thing. Restore within the depths of our being a consuming love for the one who will one day consume everything with himself. Transform our hearts and build into our lives love that is with all of our strength and all of our might and all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our being for him who is so worthy. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in and be born afresh in the center of our hearts this day. Now in prostration, I want you now to, remembering what Joseph shared with us, to take a few moments of absolute silence and confess to the Lord
the sin of prayerlessness that has robbed you of a first love passion for Jesus Christ. Confess that prayerlessness to him. Ask for forgiveness, deliverance, and a new beginning. Please pray.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.